Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Have you ever wondered how long you could live in an area if it didn't rain? In many parts of the world, plants die from the lack of water after only a few months. People soon find themselves with food shortages and their animals dying from thirst and starvation. God's purpose in holding back the rain in today's Bible adventure was to bring King Ahab and the people of Israel to a point of hopelessness. Then they would realize that the Almighty God alone could help them. But asking God for rain required humbling themselves in sorrow over their neglect of Him and repentance of their evil ways. Would King Ahab and the people humble themselves in these circumstances and admit their sins and false worship to their holy God? Although Elijah had remained hidden for many months, there was still no sign of King Ahab turning back and worshipping God. When Elijah's creek dried up, God sent Elijah on a journey northward and then westward to the Mediterranean Sea outside the border of Israel. God told Elijah that a widow would take care of him. Elijah was moving into Gentile Baal-worshipping territory, which also was crippled by famine.
Don't cry, dear. Mother's awfully sorry, but this famine is a terrible...
But I'm hungry, Mommy.
Of course, I'm hungry. You are, dear.
Why can't I have cakes like I used to have? Oh,
that's a good question, my son. The answer, I think the real answer lies down there in Israel. I'm a Phoenician, a Sidonian, and I'm supposed to believe in the gods Baal and Ashtoreth, but I can't. They're powerless, lifeless, but the God of Israel actually lives. Oh, I wish I knew more about such a God. I'd surely worship and obey him. And that's just what Israel is not doing. And therein, I think, lies the reason for this famine. I've heard that the famine will end as soon as Israel goes back to worshiping their own God, the one who brought them out of Egypt and across the Red Sea on dry land. He even... Oh, but you're too young to understand such things. I don't even understand them myself. For the life of me, I can't understand why Israel doesn't worship their God. It seems to me that if they'd
only... Please give me something to eat, please.
All right, dear. I've been holding off as long as I could, but I guess I might as well cook the last of the meal now, and then we'll have no more, and we'll starve.
Can I have it now?
All right. Let's go to the seashore first and bring back wood so we can bake some bread.
Greetings, madam.
Greetings.
I beg your pardon, ma'am, but I've come a long way, and I'm thirsty. Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a cup that I may drink.
You're a stranger here in Zarephath?
Yes, ma'am. I'm an Israelite from the other side of the Jordan.
Do you believe in the true God?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly do.
Baal?
No, ma'am. The true God. And the one and only living God, Jehovah.
I'll go fetch that water for you. I've never yet turned away a stranger in need. Come along, son.
Well, bring me a little bread also that I may eat.
Sir, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have no bread to give thee. All I have is one handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. These sticks of wood, we just gathered them along the shore. We were going home and cook the meal and eat, my son and I. And then we were prepared to die.
Fear not, madam. Go home and do as thou hast said. Only first bake me a cake and bring it to me. Then you can go home and bake you and your son a cake.
But there's only enough meal for... All right, sir. I cannot refuse a stranger in need. I will do as you request.
Thou shalt be rewarded. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Are you the man who's said to have mysteriously appeared before King Ahab, warning him of this famine?
I am a man who believes in and worships the God of Israel.
I will go and bake you a cake, man of God. Here you are, man of God. A cake for you to eat.
Thank you, madam. The meal in the barrel, what about it?
It took all I had to bake this cake, sir. But when I looked in the barrel again, there still remained a handful of meal, the same as before.
And the oil?
There's as much oil there as there was before I used it to bake this cake. Sir, thou art truly a man of God. Come, I pray thee, and dwell in my humble home. There's a small but adequate loft with straw for a bed. It shall be thy home for as long as you wish.
And Elijah and the widow and her son lived and did eat many days, for the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken through Elijah.
Elijah! Elijah, come down here at once!
I'll be right there.
Yes, madam?
You see this?
Your son? Ill?
He's dead.
Dead? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry? You sorry? Oh, would that I had never seen you. What have I done to you, old man of God? Are you come to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?
Give me thy son.
You killed him.
I'll take him up to my room.
He's dead and I...
Madam.
Go away. I never want to see you again. You killed my son. My son.
Mother, why are you so cross to Elijah?
See, thy son liveth again.
I've been up in Elijah's room, Mother, and he told me all about his God.
My son. My son.
May I go outside a while, Mother, and see if I can find some pretty rocks?
Oh, Elijah, sir, I know now that thou art truly a man of God, and that the word of the Lord that thou speakest is truth.
Throughout the drought, God took care of his faithful servant Elijah. Elijah's name means Jehovah is my God. When we walk by faith, as Elijah did, God supplies our every need and opens the doors of opportunity for us. We must be careful to trust God the provider, though, and not the provisions themselves. Streams of water dry up from time to time, but it is God who never fails. The widow fed Elijah as soon as he arrived in town, believing she could not lose by making Elijah a cake first from the little amount of flour and oil that she had left in her house. Her faith in God grew steadily as she saw God continuing to replenish the flour and oil each day for over 2 years. But we need to ask, does the wonder of a miracle wear off after a while? When the Lord Jesus walked on earth, he healed many people of their sicknesses and diseases in public. The religious leaders of that day seemed to be unmoved by a man who had been unable to see being instantly healed. They had no compassion for the plight of the sick and thought that sufferers were only being punished for their sins. The Lord Jesus made it very clear to the religious leaders that the man who had been blind from birth had not committed some terrible sin, and neither had his parents to cause the blindness. It was so the glory of God could be revealed through the healing of that blind man to the people. But stubbornly, the religious leaders were not prepared to praise God or honor him for such a miracle. The widow's hardest test of faith came when her son died. Maybe the widow thought she would be protected from death, disease, and other troubles while she had the man of God living in her home. We, too, can think that we should get privileged treatment from God if we're doing something special for him. But neither faith nor obedience to God can shut out our troubles and death. When disaster came to the widow, she automatically thought God was punishing her for some past sin that she had done. Instead of appealing to Elijah for help, the widow expressed her great sorrow through angry words at him. When people are upset, they often say things that later they regret. Both the widow and her son would have been long since dead if Elijah hadn't come to her while they were gathering sticks for a fire to bake their last little bread. God graciously answered Elijah's prayer for life and granted the boy life back again. even though his spirit had already departed from him. When the widow saw her son alive again, she gave great respect to Elijah and the power of God. Some skeptics do not hold to the belief that there is another life after death of the human body. They stubbornly refuse to believe in God, the teachings of the Bible, and in an ultimate judgment day. A recent study involving 60 people surviving an out-of-body experience, just like the widow's son in today's story, proved that there is life after death. When each of these people's body and spirit separated, they saw and remembered in great detail the tops of buildings. They could never have seen these things in any other way. When the details were checked, they were found to be amazingly accurate. It's foolish not to believe what God said is true. The Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 23, says, "For God is not a man that he should lie." During the 19th century, a pastor was only about 6 years old when both his parents died. Kind-hearted aunt, living a good distance away from him, took him into her home and became a mother to him. She cared for him until he left to study for the preaching ministry. Later, when his aunt became seriously ill, she worried about dying. She wrote to the pastor, telling him her concerns. He replied that one day God would send for her to take her to her new home. The pastor told her not to fear the summons, the strange journey, or the messenger of death. God himself can be trusted, and she would find there is love and a welcome waiting for her, for then she would be safe in God's care. For those who believe in Jesus as their Savior, death is not the end, but only the beginning of an eternity of unspeakable joy with the Lord and other believers. A famous preacher once said, "Never fear dying, beloved. Dying is the last, but the least matter that a Christian has to be anxious about." Fear of the unknown is natural. Many times in the Bible, people were told not to be afraid. Fear of death can be very useful when it draws you closer to God and causes you to make every day count for Him. It can also be helpful to think of death as a beginning, not an end. The more real God is to you, the less fearsome death will become. In John's Gospel, chapter 11, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even though they die." Do you have a personal belief that Jesus is the way and rely only on him to guide you through life? Make time to check your relationship with him today. That was Guy Penrod singing, "My God Shall Supply All Your Needs." The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.